Hello, my name is Nigel Williams, and today I will inform you about one of the fruits of the Spirit, faith. Webster's definition states that faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. The spiritual definition of faith is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, I reference Galatians 2 and 16. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified in faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. I refer to the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. In Exodus 16, it explains to us how God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt. However, the slaves were complaining and murmuring. In my opinion, murmuring and complaining can affect your faith. As Christians, we must always remember to give thanks to God, and we should never lose faith in his word. Are you cruising through life with your faith tank on empty or on full of faith? David says two phrases in 1 Chronicles 16 that will propel your faith. Number 1, remember his marvelous works which he has done, verse 12. Number 2, remember his covenant is forever, verse 15. The first key to stepping out in faith is to remember how the Lord met you in past seasons. Celebrating and remembering the goodness of God fuels faith. We should all take a moment and celebrate Jesus, thanking him for his blood and body, thanking him for the cross, thanking him for the breath in our lungs. He is good and his mercy endures forever. Maintain a thankful heart, remembering how he made a way and declaring his word over our future. Watch and see as faith increases in your life. Have you lost faith? Are you working with purpose for the Lord? The Lord knows what you are facing and wants to help you strive forward. All he wants you to do is continue to have everlasting faith in him, that he will help you through.